This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. Hong Kong on Saturday hit back at the United States over its latest sanctions on six pro-China officials, slamming the move as, quote, insane, shameless, and despicable, end quote. The U.S. announced on Friday it was imposing sanctions on the half-dozen officials, including Hong Kong's sole representative to China's top lawmaking body, over the arrests of more than 50 pro-democracy activists in the financial hub. Yesterday, sanctions hit Tam Yu Chung, the Hong Kong delegate to the National People's Congress Standing Committee, and Yu Quan, the vice chairman of the Chinese government group that handles policy toward Hong Kong, and another former colony, Macau. China imposed a restrictive security law last year in Hong Kong after widespread and sometimes violent protests that sought to preserve the territory's separate freedoms. At least 90 people have been arrested under the security law, which mandates up to life imprisonment for any offense Beijing views as secession, subversion, collusion with foreign forces, or terrorism. The latest mass arrests, described by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as, quote, appalling, include U.S.-born human rights lawyer John Clancy, prominent activist Joshua Wong, and law professor Benny Tai. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has issued a decree setting parliamentary and presidential elections for later this year. He did not say when. It would be the first vote of its kind since 2006, when the Islamic militant group Hamas won a landslide victory. Elections would pose a major risk for Abbas's Fatah party and also for Hamas. Both have faced protests in recent years over inability to get things done.